Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
As we mentioned earlier in the show, news broke in the last half hour that a High Court judge in Belfast has recommended the UK government undertake a human rights compliant investigation into the OMA bombing and urged the Irish government to do likewise after finding there was a real prospect that the real IRA attack in 1998 could have been prevented. I'm joined on the line now by Belfast-based journalist Amanda Ferguson. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
So this all goes back to the reason why this case was taken was because the government, the British government, rejected calls for a public inquiry 8 years ago. And then Michael Gallagher, whose son was killed at OMA, took this case. Can you tell us more about what the judge has said this morning?
Yes, that's right. The UK government rejected the OMA family's request for a public inquiry in 2013. So this legal challenge was launched. It's been delayed for a considerable number of years, in part due to national security reasons. But today, Mr. Justice Mark Horner called for the investigation on both sides of the border. And he said that he was satisfied that certain grounds, when considered separately or together, give rise to plausible allegations that there was a real prospect of preventing the OMA bombing. Now, he said that he wasn't going to order a public inquiry to look at the arguable grounds of preventability and that he didn't intend to be prescriptive. However, he said it was for the governments to hold an investigation that is Article 2 compliant, which can receive both open and closed materials, and that while he didn't have the power to direct the Irish government to hold an investigation, that he hoped that would take place.
Okay, and that's what Michael Gallagher and the other relatives want, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. You know, we know that the families have been in a long fight for information and for the truth. And I think this is another example that highlights why the UK government plans around an amnesty and a sort of access in, either criminal or civil or other inquest routes to troubles related activity has caused so much concern to families. I think that Michael Gallagher and other families will be relieved today, but you know, wondering why they've had to wait so long for this. But certainly the UK government is aware of this. The Secretary of State Brandon Lewis has said that the UK government is going to take time to consider the judge's statement and the recommendations made in it and wait for full publication of the full judgment.
Okay, often these judgments are very, very detailed, but I'm wondering, can you tell us more, Amanda, about how the judge arrived at this conclusion that there was a real prospect that the attack could have been prevented?
Yes, well, in his material that he's released to the public today, you know, there's a mixture of sort of open, there's an open judgment and a closed judgment. Both are currently subject to security check-in to ensure that no sensitive material is inadvertently released. So the open judgment will be published when all the checks have been completed. And he said that he was satisfied that the threshold under Article 2 of the European Convention of Human Rights to require the investigation of all the allegations has been reached. That again highlights that it wasn't in his power to direct the Republic of Ireland, but he said any investigation will have to look specifically at the issue of whether a more proactive campaign of disruption, especially if coordinated north and south of the border, had a real prospect of preventing the OMA bomb, and whether, without the benefit of hindsight, the potential advantages of taking a more aggressive approach towards the suspected terrorists outweighed the potential disadvantages inherent in such an approach. So it's another one of our legacy cases that has a long way to go, and I'm sure most people's thoughts are just with all the families today, because we know, you know, there were 29 victims of the real IRA attack in OMA in 1998, and that included a woman pregnant with twins.
Amanda, thank you for bringing us that today. Amanda Ferguson there, Belfast-based journalist. We're going to take a look back at the big stories of the week with our Friday gathering. That's next.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.